The Power of a Positive No, How to Say No and Still Get to Yes. By William Ury. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of a Positive No, How to Say No and Still Get to Yes by William Ury is a book about how to say no in a way that is effective and still allows for a positive outcome. Ury argues that saying no is an essential skill for anyone who wants to be successful in life. He explains that saying no is not only about saying no to something, but also about saying yes to something else. He outlines a three-step process for saying no in a way that is both effective and respectful. The first step is to understand the situation and the other person's needs. The second step is to express your no in a way that is clear and direct. The third step is to offer a positive alternative. Ury also provides advice on how to handle difficult conversations and how to negotiate effectively. He emphasizes the importance of understanding the other person's needs and interests, and of being willing to compromise. He also provides tips on how to stay calm and focused during difficult conversations. The book is full of practical advice and real-life examples that illustrate Ury's points. It is an invaluable resource for anyone who wants to learn how to say no in a way that is effective and respectful. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the power of a positive no. A positive no is a way of saying no that preserves relationships and opens the door to a better yes. It is a way of saying no that is respectful, clear, and firm, while still leaving room for negotiation and compromise. Main idea number 2. Know when to say no. It is important to know when to say no in order to protect yourself and your interests. Saying no can be difficult, but it is necessary in order to maintain your autonomy and integrity. Main idea number 3. Prepare for the conversation. Before saying no, it is important to prepare for the conversation. This includes understanding the other person's interests, anticipating their reactions, and having a plan for how to respond. Main idea number 4. Set boundaries. Setting boundaries is an important part of saying no. It is important to be clear about what you are and are not willing to do, and to communicate this to the other person. Main idea number 5. Use the power of silence. Silence can be a powerful tool when saying no. It can help to create space for reflection and negotiation, and can be used to emphasize the importance of the decision. Main idea number 6. Listen actively. Listening actively is an important part of saying no. It is important to listen to the other person's perspective and to understand their interests in order to come to a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 7. Negotiate. Negotiation is an important part of saying no. It is important to be open to compromise and to be willing to find a solution that works for both parties. Main idea number 8. Be assertive. Assertiveness is an important part of saying no. It is important to be clear and direct in your communication, while still being respectful and understanding. Main idea number 9. Use positive language. Positive language is an important part of saying no. It is important to use language that is respectful and non-confrontational, while still being clear and direct. Main idea number 10. Be flexible. Flexibility is an important part of saying no. It is important to be open to different solutions and to be willing to adjust your position if necessary. Main idea number 11. Know when to compromise. Knowing when to compromise is an important part of saying no. It is important to be willing to make concessions in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 12. Know when to walk away. Knowing when to walk away is an important part of saying no. It is important to be willing to walk away from a situation if it is not in your best interests. Main idea number 13. Respect the other person. Respect is an important part of saying no. It is important to be respectful of the other person's interests and to treat them with dignity and respect. Main idea number 14. Be honest. Honesty is an important part of saying no. It is important to be honest about your interests and to be open and direct in your communication. Main idea number 15. Be prepared for the consequences. Being prepared for the consequences is an important part of saying no. It is important to be aware of the potential consequences of your decision and to be prepared to deal with them. Main idea number 16. Take responsibility. Taking responsibility is an important part of saying no. It is important to take responsibility for your decisions and to be willing to accept the consequences. Main idea number 17. Be patient. Patience is an important part of saying no. It is important to be patient and to take the time to listen to the other person and to come to a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 18. Be confident. Confidence is an important part of saying no. It is important to be confident in your decision and to be willing to stand up for yourself and your interests. Main idea number 19. Follow through. Following through is an important part of saying no. It is important to be consistent in your decision and to be willing to take the necessary steps to ensure that it is respected. Main idea number 20. Learn from the experience. Learning from the experience is an important part of saying no. It is important to reflect on the experience and to use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The power of a positive no is an important skill to have in any situation. It allows us to say no without burning bridges or damaging relationships. It is a way of saying no that is respectful, clear, and firm, while still leaving room for negotiation and compromise. It is a way of saying no that is not only effective, but also preserves relationships and opens the door to a better yes. When saying no, it is important to be clear and direct. It is also important to be respectful and understanding. A positive no should be framed in a way that acknowledges the other person's feelings and needs, while still making it clear that the answer is no. It is also important to be open to negotiation and compromise. A positive no should leave room for further discussion and potential solutions that could work for both parties. The power of a positive no is an invaluable skill to have in any situation. It allows us to say no without burning bridges or damaging relationships. It is a way of saying no that is respectful, clear, and firm, while still leaving room for negotiation and compromise. By using a positive no, we can preserve relationships and open the door to a better yes. Main idea number 2. Knowing when to say no is an important skill to have. It can be difficult to turn down an offer or request, but it is important to be able to do so in order to protect yourself and your interests. Saying no can be a difficult decision, but it is necessary in order to maintain your autonomy and integrity. It is important to be able to recognize when saying no is the best option, and to be able to do so in a respectful and assertive manner. When deciding whether or not to say no, it is important to consider the consequences of both saying yes and saying no. It is also important to consider your own values and goals, and to make sure that saying yes does not compromise them. It is also important to be aware of the potential consequences of saying no, and to be prepared to handle them. Saying no can be a difficult decision, but it is an important skill to have. It is important to be able to recognize when saying no is the best option, and to be able to do so in a respectful and assertive manner. Knowing when to say no can help you protect yourself and your interests, and maintain your autonomy and integrity. Main idea number 3. Preparing for a conversation in which you need to say no is an important step in the process. It is important to understand the other person's interests and anticipate their reactions. This will help you to be better prepared to respond in a way that is respectful and effective. Additionally, having a plan for how to respond can help you to stay on track and ensure that your message is clear. Taking the time to prepare for the conversation can help to ensure that the conversation is productive and that both parties are able to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Main idea number 4. Setting boundaries is an essential part of saying no. It is important to be clear about what you are and are not willing to do, and to communicate this to the other person. This can help to ensure that the other person understands your position and respects your decision. It is also important to be firm and consistent in your boundaries. If you are not clear and consistent in your boundaries, the other person may not take your no seriously. When setting boundaries, it is important to be respectful and understanding. It is also important to be honest and direct. Explain why you are saying no and what you are not willing to do. This will help the other person to understand your position and respect your decision. It is also important to be open to negotiation and compromise. This can help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. Setting boundaries is an important part of saying no. It is important to be clear about what you are and are not willing to do, and to communicate this to the other person. This can help to ensure that the other person understands your position and respects your decision. It is also important to be firm and consistent in your boundaries, and to be respectful, understanding, honest, and direct when communicating them. Being open to negotiation and compromise can also help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. Main idea number 5. Silence can be a powerful tool when saying no. It can help to create space for reflection and negotiation, and can be used to emphasize the importance of the decision. By using silence, you can give yourself time to think and consider the situation before responding. This can help you to make a more informed decision and to ensure that you are making the best choice for yourself. Additionally, silence can be used to communicate to the other person that you are taking the decision seriously and that you are not to be taken lightly. When using silence to say no, it is important to be mindful of the other person's feelings. It is important to be respectful and to not make the other person feel like they are being ignored or dismissed. It is also important to be aware of the other person's body language and to be aware of any signs of discomfort or distress. If the other person is feeling uncomfortable, it is important to address this and to ensure that they feel heard and respected. Using the power of silence can be a powerful tool when saying no. It can help to create space for reflection and negotiation, and can be used to emphasize the importance of the decision. By using silence, you can give yourself time to think and consider the situation before responding, and can ensure that you are making the best choice for yourself. Additionally, it can be used to communicate to the other person that you are taking the decision seriously and that you are not to be taken lightly. Main idea number 6. Listening actively is an essential part of saying no. It is important to take the time to listen to the other person's perspective and to understand their interests in order to come to a mutually beneficial agreement. This means actively engaging with the other person, asking questions to clarify their point of view, and being open to their ideas. It also means being aware of your own biases and assumptions, and being willing to challenge them if necessary. By actively listening, you can gain a better understanding of the situation and come to a resolution that works for both parties. Active listening also involves being mindful of your body language and tone of voice. It is important to maintain an open and respectful attitude, and to be aware of how your words and actions may be interpreted. This can help to create an atmosphere of trust and understanding, which can be essential for finding a solution that works for both parties. By actively listening and engaging with the other person, you can gain a better understanding of their perspective and come to a resolution that works for both of you. This can help to ensure that everyone's interests are taken into account, and that the outcome is mutually beneficial. Main idea number 7. Negotiation is an essential part of saying no. It is important to be open to compromise and to be willing to find a solution that works for both parties. When negotiating, it is important to be clear about what you want and what you are willing to accept. It is also important to be respectful of the other person's needs and interests. It is important to be open to different solutions and to be willing to listen to the other person's point of view. Negotiation is a process of give and take, and it is important to be willing to compromise in order to reach an agreement that works for both parties. When negotiating, it is important to be assertive and to stand up for your own interests. It is also important to be flexible and to be willing to consider different solutions. It is important to be patient and to take the time to listen to the other person's point of view. It is also important to be willing to make concessions in order to reach an agreement that works for both parties. Negotiation is a process of compromise, and it is important to be willing to make compromises in order to reach an agreement that works for both parties. Main idea number 8. Assertiveness is an important part of saying no. It is important to be clear and direct in your communication, while still being respectful and understanding. This means that when you say no, you should be firm and confident in your decision. You should also be willing to explain your reasoning and provide an explanation for why you are saying no. This will help the other person understand your decision and respect it. When you are assertive, you are also showing respect for yourself and your own boundaries. You are taking a stand for what you believe in and what you want. This can be empowering and help you to feel more confident in your decisions. Additionally, being assertive can help you to build better relationships with others, as they will be more likely to respect your decisions and take them seriously. It is important to remember that assertiveness does not mean being aggressive or rude. You should still be polite and respectful when saying no. You should also be willing to listen to the other person's point of view and be open to compromise. This will help to ensure that your relationship remains strong and that you can both come to an agreement that works for both of you. Main idea number 9. Positive language is an essential tool for saying no in a respectful and effective way. It is important to be clear and direct while still being polite and understanding. Using positive language can help to maintain relationships and ensure that both parties feel heard and respected. It can also help to create a more productive dialogue and ensure that the conversation is productive and focused on finding a solution. Positive language can also help to create a sense of trust and understanding between the two parties, which can help to ensure that the conversation is productive and successful. When using positive language, it is important to be mindful of the tone and words used. It is important to be respectful and understanding, while still being clear and direct. It is also important to avoid using language that is confrontational or aggressive. Instead, focus on using language that is positive and constructive. This can help to ensure that the conversation is productive and focused on finding a solution. Using positive language when saying no can help to ensure that both parties feel heard and respected. It can also help to create a more productive dialogue and ensure that the conversation is productive and focused on finding a solution. Positive language can also help to create a sense of trust and understanding between the two parties, which can help to ensure that the conversation is productive and successful. Main idea number 10. Being flexible is an important part of saying no. It is important to be open to different solutions and to be willing to adjust your position if necessary. This means being willing to negotiate and compromise, and to consider different perspectives. It also means being willing to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Being flexible allows you to find a solution that works for everyone involved, and to come to an agreement that is mutually beneficial. It also allows you to maintain relationships and to keep communication open. Being flexible is an important part of saying no, and it can help you to get to a positive outcome. When you are faced with a situation where you need to say no, it is important to take a step back and consider all of the options. Think about what you can do to make the situation better, and be open to different solutions. Consider the other person's perspective and be willing to negotiate and compromise. Be flexible and willing to adjust your position if necessary. This will help you to come to an agreement that works for everyone involved. Main idea number 11. Knowing when to compromise is an essential part of saying no. It is important to recognize when a situation calls for a compromise and to be willing to make concessions in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Compromising does not mean giving in or giving up, it means finding a middle ground that both parties can agree on. It is important to remember that compromise is not a sign of weakness, but rather a sign of strength and maturity. When considering whether or not to compromise, it is important to weigh the pros and cons of the situation. Ask yourself if the potential outcome of the compromise is worth the concessions you are making. It is also important to consider the long-term implications of the compromise. Will it be beneficial in the long run, or will it create more problems down the line? Compromising can be difficult, but it is an important part of saying no. It is important to remember that compromise does not mean giving in or giving up, it means finding a middle ground that both parties can agree on. By understanding when to compromise and how to do it effectively, you can say no while still getting to yes. Main idea number 12. Knowing when to walk away is an important part of saying no. It is important to recognize when a situation is not in your best interests and to be willing to walk away from it. This can be difficult, especially if you are in a situation where you feel obligated to stay or if you are afraid of the consequences of leaving. However, it is important to remember that you have the right to make decisions that are in your best interests and that you should not feel guilty for doing so. When deciding whether or not to walk away, it is important to consider the potential consequences of staying in the situation. Ask yourself if the situation is likely to improve or if it is likely to get worse. If it is likely to get worse, then it may be best to walk away. Additionally, consider the cost of staying in the situation. Is it worth the emotional and physical toll that it is taking on you? If not, then it may be time to walk away. Finally, remember that walking away does not mean that you are giving up. It simply means that you are making a decision that is in your best interests. It is a sign of strength and courage to be able to recognize when a situation is not working and to be willing to walk away from it. Main idea number 13. Respect is an essential part of saying no. It is important to be mindful of the other person's feelings and to treat them with kindness and respect. Respect means listening to the other person's point of view and understanding their perspective. It also means being honest and direct in your communication. Respect also means being willing to compromise and negotiate, and to find a solution that works for both parties. Respect also means being willing to accept the other person's decision, even if it is not the one you wanted. Respect is about treating the other person with dignity and respect, and recognizing that their opinion matters. When saying no, it is important to be respectful and to take the other person's feelings into consideration. Respect means being honest and direct in your communication, and being willing to compromise and negotiate. Respect also means being willing to accept the other person's decision, even if it is not the one you wanted. Respect is about treating the other person with dignity and respect, and recognizing that their opinion matters. Main idea number 14. Honesty is essential when it comes to saying no. It is important to be honest about your interests and to be open and direct in your communication. This means being honest about why you are saying no, and not making excuses or trying to hide the truth. It is also important to be honest about your feelings and to be clear about what you are and are not willing to do. Being honest and direct in your communication will help ensure that your no is respected and that your boundaries are respected. Honesty also helps to build trust and respect in relationships. When you are honest about your interests and feelings, it shows that you are taking the other person's feelings into consideration. This can help to build a stronger relationship and create a more positive atmosphere. Honesty also helps to ensure that your no is taken seriously and that your boundaries are respected. Finally, honesty is important when it comes to saying no because it helps to ensure that your no is respected. When you are honest and direct in your communication, it shows that you are taking the other person's feelings into consideration and that you are not trying to hide the truth. This can help to ensure that your no is taken seriously and that your boundaries are respected. Main idea number 15. Being prepared for the consequences of saying no is an important part of making a decision. It is important to be aware of the potential consequences of your decision and to be prepared to deal with them. This means taking the time to think through the potential outcomes of your decision and how you will respond to them. It also means being honest with yourself about the potential risks and rewards of your decision. By being prepared for the consequences, you can make an informed decision and be ready to face the consequences of your choice. It is also important to remember that the consequences of saying no may not always be negative. Saying no can open up new opportunities and lead to positive outcomes. By being prepared for the consequences, you can be ready to take advantage of any opportunities that arise from your decision. You can also be prepared to face any potential challenges that may arise. Being prepared for the consequences of saying no is an important part of making a decision. It is important to be aware of the potential consequences of your decision and to be prepared to deal with them. By being prepared for the consequences, you can make an informed decision and be ready to face the consequences of your choice. Main idea number 16. Taking responsibility is an essential part of saying no. It is important to take ownership of your decisions and to be willing to accept the consequences. When you take responsibility for your decisions, you are showing that you are in control of your life and that you are capable of making decisions that are in your best interest. Taking responsibility also shows that you are confident in your ability to make the right decisions and that you are willing to stand by them. When you take responsibility for your decisions, you are also showing that you are willing to take responsibility for the consequences of your decisions. This means that you are willing to accept the consequences of your decisions, even if they are not what you had hoped for. Taking responsibility for your decisions also shows that you are willing to learn from your mistakes and to make better decisions in the future. Taking responsibility is an important part of saying no. It shows that you are in control of your life and that you are capable of making decisions that are in your best interest. It also shows that you are willing to accept the consequences of your decisions and to learn from your mistakes. Taking responsibility is an essential part of saying no and is an important part of being successful in life. Main idea number 17. Patience is an essential part of saying no. It is important to take the time to listen to the other person and to understand their perspective. This will help you come to a mutually beneficial agreement. It is also important to be patient with yourself and to take the time to think through the situation and decide what is best for you. Being patient will help you make the best decision for yourself and the other person. It is also important to be patient with the other person. It can be difficult to hear a no, and it is important to be understanding and respectful of their feelings. It is also important to be patient with the process of negotiation and to be willing to work together to come to a resolution that works for both parties. Patience is an important part of saying no. It is important to take the time to listen to the other person and to come to a mutually beneficial agreement. Being patient will help you make the best decision for yourself and the other person, and it will help you come to a resolution that works for both parties. Main idea number 18. Confidence is an essential part of saying no. It is important to be sure of your decision and to be willing to stand up for yourself and your interests. When you are confident in your decision, it is easier to communicate it to others in a clear and concise manner. It also helps to show that you are not afraid to stand up for yourself and that you are not easily swayed by the opinions of others. Confidence also helps to show that you are not afraid to take risks and that you are willing to take responsibility for your decisions. When you are confident in your decision, it is easier to explain why you are saying no. You can explain your reasons for saying no in a way that is respectful and understanding. This helps to ensure that your decision is respected and that your opinion is taken into consideration. It also helps to show that you are not afraid to stand up for yourself and that you are not easily swayed by the opinions of others. Confidence is also important when it comes to negotiating. When you are confident in your decision, it is easier to negotiate a better outcome. You can be more assertive and make sure that your interests are taken into consideration. This helps to ensure that you get the best possible outcome for yourself and your interests. Overall, confidence is an important part of saying no. It is important to be confident in your decision and to be willing to stand up for yourself and your interests. When you are confident in your decision, it is easier to communicate it to others in a clear and concise manner. It also helps to show that you are not afraid to take risks and that you are willing to take responsibility for your decisions. Main idea number 19. Following through on saying no is an essential part of making sure that your decision is respected. It is important to be consistent in your decision and to be willing to take the necessary steps to ensure that it is respected. This could include setting boundaries, such as not engaging in further discussion or negotiation, or taking steps to ensure that the other person understands that your decision is final. It is also important to be firm and clear in your communication, so that there is no confusion or misunderstanding about your decision. It is also important to be mindful of the other person's feelings and to be respectful of their perspective. Even if you are saying no, it is important to be understanding and to show empathy. This can help to ensure that the other person feels heard and respected, even if they do not agree with your decision. Finally, it is important to be prepared for the consequences of your decision. This could include being prepared to face any potential backlash or criticism, or to accept any potential consequences that may arise from your decision. Being prepared for the potential consequences of your decision can help to ensure that you are able to stand by your decision and that it is respected. Main idea number 20. Learning from the experience of saying no is an important part of the process. It is important to take the time to reflect on the experience and to use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. It is important to consider what went well and what could have been done differently. This reflection can help to inform future decisions and help to ensure that the same mistakes are not repeated. It can also help to identify areas of strength and areas of improvement. It is also important to consider the impact of the decision on others. It is important to think about how the decision may have affected the other person and to consider how it may have been received. This can help to inform future decisions and help to ensure that the same mistakes are not repeated. It can also help to identify areas of strength and areas of improvement in communication and negotiation skills. Finally, it is important to consider the impact of the decision on oneself. It is important to think about how the decision may have affected one's own feelings and emotions. This can help to inform future decisions and help to ensure that the same mistakes are not repeated. It can also help to identify areas of strength and areas of improvement in self-awareness and self-management. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.